extern, picking a burn, minutes pass. Off to the shops with a hop, skip and jump to seize the day.
That is Iggy with The Luckiest Girl in the World. And we have got Zoe Monk from Iggy on the line all the way over in Melbourne. Morena, Zoe. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. It's really lovely to chat with you. We've been thrashing your new album on our station. With Gusto is the record for those tuning in. It's a brilliant record. You guys must be stoked to have it out there.
Oh, thanks so much. Yeah. So stoked. We've kind of been sitting on it for a while now, about just over a year, I guess. So it's nice to have it off our hands and, yeah, for other people to be able to enjoy it, hopefully.
Tell us a wee bit about who is in Iggy, because there's quite a few of you. I think there's about five, is that right, all up? Who's in the group?
Yeah, there's five of us. So myself, Zoe, and Lucy Packham, Don Moore, Charlie Wolstenholme, and Sam Lyons. And we've all been friends for a million years now, so it's nice we get to do this together as well.
Cool. That's the best type of music, to come out of your just hanging out with your mates and making something good together. Do you guys all have like an instrument that is your instrument that you play, or do you sort of jump around a little bit? Because I get the feeling that you all have quite a lot of input to the writing and the creation of these songs.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, we're a big swapper band. I think it's always a bit of a mind boggle when we're trying to write a set list and we have to coordinate how many times we have to swap instruments and have it not be clunky.
Yeah,
last night we just did our first ever like triple swap at once.
Ooh.
One from guitar to bass, back to guitar and stuff.
Nice.
But yeah, it's nice that we can do that as well. I feel like it opens the tracks up to be a bit more inventive if you can all write on different instruments and, yeah, contribute in those other kind of ways.
Yeah, totally. What is the writing process like for you guys? Because your songs they're so much fun. They're really surreal. They've got all these bits in it that just come out of nowhere. I'm so curious about what the writing process looks like.
Yeah, well, for this album, because the demos were done in the thick of the Melbourne lockdown.
True.
When we couldn't see each other. So they started at home, just kind of in the bedroom demo vibe, I guess. But then once we brought them to the group, everyone kind of put their own take on them, and they got twisted into some other kind of things in the end, I think.
Mm.
But yeah, I guess for this record, it was pretty pretty standard in the, you know, you're at home, you're playing to your interface and you come up with something. And then, yeah, the band also then comes together and tries to create something different from that. But then moving forward, we were talking about this the other day at practice for the new album, but it feels like there's going to be about 10 different writing processes for that one.
That's exciting. So you're already thinking ahead to the next project.
Yeah, we're a forward-thinking group, for sure.
It does feel like you guys don't sit still for very long, and the album, I think, maybe reflects that energy a little bit. It's got so much, like, joy in it and movement in it. And I think what I was saying about that sort of surrealism thing, it works so well because you also have a lot of quite mundane parts of the songs. You're singing about, you know, walking to the shops and moments like that. Where does the lyrics come from for you guys? Do you all contribute to the lyrics as well?
No, the lyrics are mostly Dom and I. Mm-hmm. But there is one track on the album that Sam and I wrote together, which we've kind of never done before, collaborating in that kind of way. But yeah, it's funny you mentioned the like mundanity thing, because that's kind of intention sometimes, because I think if you have a kind of a story that you're trying to relay that is kind of monotonal in some sense, I think it can kind of highlight everything else that's happening around it. Mm. And then it kind of embellishes those extra pieces, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. And it feels kind of like, in a funny way, maybe that lockdown space has influenced some of the writing, because I think we're all have been so tuned into the simultaneous like mundaneness of the last couple of years, just being able to see the people you live with and all the sort of pressures of just trying to not get sick and stay at home, but then also the absolute utter strangeness of living in the world at the moment. This album kind of feels like quite a good vibe check on this time. At least that's how I've been listening to it. Do you feel like it has influenced the way you guys have been writing?
Yeah, I think definitely. We also spoke about this kind of when we were getting all the like bio pieces and stuff together for the album, was there is all these kind of themes of like, yeah, surrealism and opulence, and it's super imaginative in what we're speaking about lyrically and the instrumentation. And I think it stemmed from, you know, wanting some kind of like escape from that mundanity of just doing the same thing every day for months on end. It was kind of like, an escape into something maybe a bit more fantastical than what we were experiencing at the time.
Yeah, totally. It sounds like you've had a show last night. Is that right?
No, we had,
it was just practice.
We had, just practice. Yeah, true. Just getting the steam train rolling for the shows coming up this weekend.
That must be a pretty exciting prospect to be playing these songs live finally, especially because they've had this quite interesting sort of genesis from lockdown tracks to back in the space together to finally bringing it to an audience. Are you looking forward to getting back out there?
Yeah, for sure. We've kind of been playing the album tracks ever since we could, as soon as the show started up again. But now it feels like it's got another life again because people have actually heard them. So it maybe gives a bit more context. And also with these shows, we're doing the record, like playing the record in full. So from track 1 to track 10.
Oh, that's cool.
Back to back to back to back. So yeah, that's kind of an exciting challenge as well. We've never done something like that before.
It's definitely a different way of playing music because, as you were saying, when you're sort of having to swap instruments and do all that stuff, if you're constructing a normal set list, you can maybe cheat a little bit and put songs where one person's playing the same thing next to each other. Are you doing it like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in a chronological order?
Yeah, so it's chronological. So yeah, that's been another challenge. But it's kind of worked out fine, weirdly.
Oh, cool.
It's kind of all the transitions that are there on the record have give us enough time to swap between instruments and stuff. So that's worked out nicely.
And what's the feeling on the ground like in Melbourne at the moment when it comes to the music spaces? Because it's been such a weird time all over the world for trying to perform live. What's the energy like?
The energy is coming back for sure. There's it feels like things are starting to kind of pick up again. But it's definitely not where it was pre-COVID, for sure. Like, there's been a big, big noticeable change. But I think, yeah, I think it's definitely back on the up, though.
That's cool.
Which is exciting. I feel like every time I see, like, a festival get announced or anything like that, I'm just like, yes, all right, all right. This feels like there's some life in the city again.
Yeah, totally. I think we're kind of in a similar space here in New Zealand at the moment. I think it's also being in our winters at the moment as well. People are a bit, you know, tentative about going out anyway. So summer's shaping up to maybe be a cool one, I reckon, in the Southern Hemisphere.
Yeah, yeah, I think so too. I got a good feeling.
Yeah, let's lean into that, right? We need one after a couple of weird years.
Zoe, yeah, for sure.
Thank you so much for chatting with us about Iggy's brilliant new album. Hopefully we'll get to see you in Aotearoa at some point. Any distant plans to maybe head over this way?
None in concrete, but in our minds, we'd love to. If anyone wants to bring us over, we'll be there in a heartbeat.
Cool. I hope all the promoters are listening because we would love that as well. We're big fans of this record. We're going to have a listen to Golden Hour now. Enjoy your shows this weekend and hopefully we will see you across the ditch sometime soon.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me.